Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Unfiltered Studios, your one-stop destination for a diverse range of podcasts that cater to every interest. Join St. Joe on Nailed It as he explores the fascinating times of the 80s and 90s. Find solace in the advice of a mother on Petals of Support. Dive deep into intriguing interviews on The Sleevey G Show. Catch up with the latest in sports on Unfiltered Sports Weekly. Connect with your spiritual side on Finding Your Way. Achieve mental wellness with Hypno-Wellness. Never forget the history of everyday items with The Stupid History Minute. Understand how we've become the people we are today on How to Be Less of an Asshole, and gather with fellow movie enthusiasts on Movie Lovers Unite. Your journey into the world of podcasts begins here at Unfiltered Studios. Subscribe now and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com for more information.
What's up, movie lovers? It's your girl, Rossi, and I'm back with another awesome show. Tonight's our video game show, guys, and we are going to discuss the Grand Theft Auto series. So we thought this would be a fun discussion for us. We've been wanting to talk about Grand Theft Auto for a really long time, so we thought it'd be the perfect time to talk about it because, as you guys know, we do have another Grand Theft Auto coming out, I don't know, sometime soon. Let's get into it. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
What's up?
Nothing much. So, you guys, we're missing Jason, a.k.a. Fredo. He's going to be here real soon. John unfortunately can't join us because he has to get up and help the wife with Thanksgiving dinner. John's in a totally different time zone, so he's not going to join us tonight, but he gives his love. And John wanted to let everyone know that GTA Vice City is kind of like Boys in a Hood, and let's see, GTA, what was it, San Andreas is actually, no, GTA San Andreas is Boys in a Hood. GTA Vice City is Scarface, okay? So just getting that out, just in case you guys didn't know that. So thank you, John.
I should play one of them. I like those movies.
So, guys, we have Grand Theft Auto, the series. And the very first Grand Theft Auto that came out was Grand Theft Auto, I think was called London?
No, that's the third one.
Let's see. We have the very first one. It was Grand Theft Auto GTA, London, 1960.
Yeah, it was just called Grand Theft Auto. Then they had Grand Theft Auto 2, and then they had the London one, which came out before 3.
Okay. So those Grand Theft Autos, those were the bird's eye view Grand Theft Auto, which were, I didn't play those at the time because I really wasn't into those bird's eye view games. What about you, Don? Did you play the early Grand Theft Auto when it came out?
I will say not enough, but I definitely played them because I remember somehow they were on the computers in our school. So
we would try to sneak it.
Yeah. So when we were like not being watched by a teacher, we'd try to sneak on there. Because you play Oregon Trail, you play Grand Theft Auto.
Right, Oregon Trail.
We had all
right.
those games on there. So we would try to play that instead of like doing our work. But yeah, I definitely played it. Not as much though. Yeah. I would say when I really got into Grand Theft Auto, it was probably Vice City-ish.
Okay.
That was when I like really got stuck into it. But yeah, I definitely played the early ones for sure.
I remember hearing about Grand Theft Auto, this Grand Theft Auto game, you know, this Grand Theft Auto game. You can, you know, do whatever you want to do in this open world. And I remember it was really appealing, but I wasn't into open world games at the time. So the first Grand Theft Auto I played was Grand Theft Auto 3. And that was the one where you played the lead character who he was voiceless. He didn't have a voice. And did he have a name?
Tommy.
Tommy, his name.
I think it's Tommy.
I
played the first two Grand Theft Autos on an emulator, but I mean, they age like milk. They're okay. just not great. I mean, yeah. you can't pop it on today and be like, dude, this is gonna be a fun game. It's not great. It was probably cool at the time, you know, appeal factor and all that stuff, and it's totally different type of game. But
oh, dude, like,
today, yeah. It's just, you know, after you have Grand Theft Auto 3, which I mean, that's when I think the game just really blew up. And I remember, I was too young and wasn't able to watch you guys do a lot of stuff.
Right.
Where you could like pick up the prostitutes and drive around, and your car would rock, and then they'd get out and you'd kill them, get your money back, and all that stuff. Yeah.
I just found like that game, what drew me in was the fact that you can do anything. And when the game starts and there's the prison break with the two guys. Remember that? They're on the bridge and you enter the world. And I just remember sitting back like, what is this? What do I do? I remember, you know, my heart's racing because I'm really excited and I finally got this game, and just driving around and hearing the people on the streets, you know, people drunk, people talking, people just living in this world. It was really exciting. And I remember wanting to just get into my first mission, you know, and get to that safe house wherever I'm supposed to go. Yeah. And then how everything was laid out. And the fact that there's three other towns, I believe, that you can't get to yet because you have to finish up a certain amount of the missions that for that to open up. So did you find excitement in that, Don? Like
So because I relied on my parents to get me these games, and honestly, I didn't know about Grand Theft Auto 3 when it came out.
Okay.
I honestly just recently played it when I rebought the trilogy. You get
Vice
City.
Yes.
Playing through it for the first time was very interesting. I will say that at this point, but I definitely appreciate the game for what it was. And the story is fun. It's Grand Theft Auto. I mean, these games, even though they're so similar and so like, I don't want to say cookie cutter, but for what they are, but the stories are so much fun because the characters are so stupid and that you just have to keep watching. It's like watching, you know, like Beavis and Butthead or something stupid. Like it's so crazy.
Yes.
So I love that part of it, but they just made these missions so hard in these games.
Oh my.
Eli,
what about you?
When you first was able to play it.
What did you think?
I remember because I played them kind of in row. I played Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City. I played Liberty City Stories, Vice City Stories, all that.
Sure.
Grand Theft Auto 3, I loved it. I will say the radio station, it's, you know. The radio station on Grand Theft Auto 3 is not that great. I always just listen to the throwback 80s pop radio. Right. That's the one I always ran through. But flying sucked in the game. The flying was so hard.
Yes.
And I can't remember the mission, but I remember that you go into a hangar, you get set up, you kill everybody. When you get out of the hangar, you have like five wanted stars. And getting out of that area alive and just like getting all your wanted stars away was so hard. There's so many really difficult missions in the game, but I love the game for what it is. And I will say, I remember on that getaway mission, I fell in the water so many times and it irked me so bad that this guy is able to do all this stuff, but he can't fucking swim.
You could do all this shit, but
you can't fucking swim. Like, I'd be in the Banshee, I'd be hauling ass, and then I'd take a little bit of a wrong turn, fall into the water, and then just see my car sitting there and just see it slowly sinking. I'm like, dude, no fucking way. That was one of the most frustrating things until San Andreas.
I
love like the extras, like when you realize that you can pick a hooker up and do that, like all the bad things that you can do. Or if you just wanted to go to town and just take out a machine gun and just, you know, just pop everyone, and just to see the level of response that you get because you have the helicopters coming in, you got the police. It's so fun. And then the pay and spray, you know, if you find a pay and spray and if you get in and, you know, you remember that racing. And trying to find a
pay and spray. And hoping you and them so you could get in there.
Exactly.
Dude, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
Yep. It was the best. Or carjacking people. I remember, you know, hearing about this game and the fact that you can do that. And that was so much fun. Just snatching someone out the car, throwing them down, getting in the car, taking off, and just total rampage. So
yeah,
that was really good when the other worlds opened up and you had little Haiti, you know, I think you had Cuba, you know, little Cuba. It was so much fun because in each town, different gangs are there. The cars are different and you just have a blast. But yes, the missions were absolutely hard. I remember the one where you have to go to the dock and meet up with the Cuban leader and they're getting on the ship. So you have to go and climb up on a roof, get up there with your sniper rifle, and you have to make sure that you kill the guy on the ship. And if you remember, you had to do it because he was going to be taken off soon.
Yep.
Hard. I did that mission so many times. And then when you start doing the Cuban missions with the, or they were the cartel and the blue trucks, remember that? And they were really dangerous. Oh, yeah. Like you didn't want to mess with the cartel, but it was just so much fun. What's up, Fredo?
It's good.
How you doing, guys?
Well, chilling.
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Glad to be freaking off of work.
I know. I bet. We're discussing, we just got into the discussion and we're talking about Grand Theft Auto 3, you know, the first one that was 3D and what we thought about that. And if have you ever played any of the bird's eye view Grand Theft Autos when they first came out?
I played like maybe two, I think it was.
Okay.
But not much of it. Very little bit.
Was your first introduction?
Three in Vice City.
Okay.
I think it was just absolutely chaos. Like, I mean, it was because I remember playing as a kid Simpsons Hit and Run.
Yes.
So like this was just like the adult version of Simpsons Hit and Run. I can do whatever I want.
It wasn't really the adult version. I mean, Simpsons Hit and Run is pretty crazy.
Yeah, too. But yeah. Like, it's not.
I know it's crazy. Not. Yeah, but
right.
And then, like I said, and I think even in three as well as three, they started doing like cheat codes and stuff like that.
Yes,
and,
Put
all that stuff in there and stuff. Yeah. So like it was really great. It was like these little things you had to either look up online or
Your
friend knew about them and stuff like that. Like I think that was great.
And what I like about the early Grand Theft Autos, and I think they still do them now, but like Grand Theft Auto 3, I love the vigilante missions that you could do. If you had nothing else to do, you could just go do vigilante missions.
Right.
I like how in Vice City they had the cherry popper and you can go and deliver ice cream and do all that shit. Very like true, right? It was just really cool, like the little things that you could do. Like the worlds just felt like they were so alive, and when you opened up every single city and how fluid it was, it just it's so awesome. And I mean
I have to correct myself. It was the Sandy Shores and all that in part three.
Sandy Shores,
Havana and all that Haiti until Vice City, which we'll talk about that right now. Because you know, for me, Grand Theft Auto had made such an impression on me, the first type of game of that type that I played, to where when I heard about there was another one coming out called Vice City, and then you start seeing the trailers for it, I was even more excited. I think at that point, I was a true fan when I played Vice City. That was just, if you've seen Scarface at that time, and then you're like, oh my God, yes, they're going to do Scarface. That's so exciting. And just the game starts. I couldn't wait to get the game. And for me, I would get the game and I'd get the gaming guide to go with it because I wanted to know everything about it. I had to buy them in pack. And just that game starting was so much fun. Don, what did you think about Vice City?
Okay, so I have to tell a quick little thing.
Okay.
The first time I watched Vice City or Scarface, I was probably like 9 years old with my dad.
Okay.
I've seen this movie probably 100 times at this point. This game came out, and I literally sunk my life into it. This is my favorite GTA of all time. My favorite thing to do was to go get as many cops as I could, get as many stars as I could, bring them back to the mansion, run inside the mansion, and as they came in, I would sit up top and star things. And be like, you want to play? You fucking want to? I would just talk shit to the screen.
Right.
It was like whatever, 10, 11, 12-year-old kid, whatever I was when I came out. And that was my favorite thing to do in this game, was literally just do Scarface at the top of the stairs. So, yeah, I absolutely love this game. Still, to me, has the hardest mission ever put in a GTA game. The freaking little remote control with a helicopter or whatever.
Yeah, yes. You have to kill the dudes in the construction site.
Yes. Fuck
them so hard for that mission. Other than that, this game is amazing. I love the story. I love everything about it. The 80s feel of it, just like driving around in 80s style cars with that 80s music bumping. Like,
yes.
You know, yeah.
It's such a great vibe in that game. So, yeah, just everything about that game, I think, is perfect. But it's not the most perfect GTA. I just love it so much.
At that time, though, I think for them coming out with another one. Trust, what did you think about
GTA? Honestly, this is the one Grand Theft Auto I remember the commercial coming on all the time. Tommy running and ahead, and I ran.
Yeah, yes.
And like, God, I remember that commercial playing so much, and it was like, you know, Grand Theft Auto, and I just, what I really like about it is really odd things, but like when you have a katana or a chainsaw and you use a katana, you cut somebody's head off and then the blood goes on your screen and all that shit. Right. When you have a chainsaw and you hit somebody and then all the blood drops on your screen, or you run somebody over and the blood tire tracks on your screen. I just love that little shit. And it's the first Grand Theft Auto where you can actually go to the pizza place, you can eat food there, and it has a change of clothes for you to wear. It's just really cool. The town, I mean, it's super small, but I just love the whole feel of it. I love the 80s. I love all the radio stations. It's just awesome. And like at that time, I was really into the 80s and all that stuff. And I just thought it was an awesome game. Not the best Grand Theft Auto, but it's so good. I have so many memories with Vice City. I remember I got to the very end of Vice City, accidentally corrupted my save on the memory card, and then had to start it all back over. I got to the very end, corrupted my game, and I was like, no way, and I had to play the whole game over. Played it right then and there, though. I had a great time playing it again.
What about you, Fredo?
I mean, like, I played this game so many damn times, and I had, like, similar to Don, like, I had actually just, my uncle had just shown me Scarface, like, a little bit before this game came out, and, like, I started playing it. And I mean, it was just so much fun. The soundtrack was amazing. Cruising around in all the different cars was amazing. I loved driving around in motorcycles in those.
It was so fun
to just cruise along and like all the clubs and everything. It was just so cool. Like just the aesthetics alone. And then to top it off, like I said, just the cheat codes that came again, just a laundry list of them with this one. And it was just better, you know, play styles to it, and more guns, more things to do in the game. I think it just continued what they wanted with adding more aspects.
First
to it.
Thing, right?
That was the people, on the beaches skating. Like, you know, you look around.
Yeah.
And like, you are in Miami. That's, you know, when you're at the front street or whatever it was, where the hotels were, the pink hotels, and then you have the beach, and you see the people skating. Like, I appreciate all that little details. I don't think we were able to swim yet.
No.
You still can't get in the water yet, right?
This was the first Grand Theft Auto to add motorcycles, though. Because Grand Theft Auto 3 didn't have motorcycles. Yes. This was the first one to have motorcycles, but you still can't swim in this one.
Right. And that ramp right there that goes towards the
club.
Yes.
Hitting, oh, my God. A million times.
And the jumps. That's right, because they had certain missions, you know, that was within the game. So, you know, if you went off a building, you know, on your motorcycle, how high you were in the air, how you landed, like, it was so many things to do in that game. And the fact that, you know, 3 just, you know, started it, and then Vice City, you know, kind of ran with it a little bit. And then we hear that we have another one in San Andreas. And then that one for me was, that was everything, because of the fact it was the 80s, gang, you know, movie type of video game. And they were modeling it after, you know, Boys in a Hood or Your Menace to Society. The soundtrack was one of the best soundtracks ever, because, you know, one thing about Grand Theft Auto is you always wanted to know who's going to make the radio station.
Yeah.
That's a great job as the DJs and the music. And I don't care who you are, there is music for whatever you like. And I love that they did that. Country music, tech music. I mean,
grunge.
You listen to, there's a station for it, and I love that. But San Andreas was just,
best one.
Trailer made you want to save up. If anything, I had to have it. I don't know about you guys.
We had to buy a separate memory card for it because it was going to take up so much space.
So much space. And that's the one where you can ride bikes. And I loved how we got that whole inner city. What did you think, Don?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you could ride bikes, work out, get something to eat, go swim.
Right.
Like, there was so much you could do. All these different stats to build up. Yes. Like, that's the first thing you wanted to do was get, like, your swim up. You would you know what I mean? And yeah, playing this game, and obviously in that, you know, Boys in the Hood, Menace Society flavor of the story is so fun. You know, what is his name? The main guy.
CJ. Carl Johnson.
Yes. Playing as him and being in that little cul-de-sac.
That's the most
memorable thing about that game. Everything else is cool in that game. That cul-de-sac is home. Yes. Like it holds.
Yeah, and you remember how to get home, and you remember
Grove how to Street. Get
home. And that was another thing that was great about it was
and you learned the town, you learned
the streets, the shortcuts, but you knew where your home was.
Yeah.
Frito, did you play it at all? Did you?
Oh yeah, San Andreas. I definitely. This one though, I had to hide.
Skip this one, right? Can you skip this one?
This one I had to, what's it called? Like, my parents didn't know about this game. I would either play it at my friend's house or I would have it at my, I would borrow it from my friends and play it when they weren't home. But, like, I think this was another one where it was just perfect fit. GTA always has a great way of incorporating the actual feels of these, you know, cities in a way. And, like, they did LA so perfect in this. Like, I mean, the feel of it. I remember having friends from over there and saying, like, telling us, like, it's perfect. Like, it was exactly how there's, you know, the hoods were. It was exactly how the cities were. It was exactly how everything was. And it was, like, just perfectly done.
Yes.
So I think this one really, like I said, again, just solidified how well they actually paid attention to detail in these making these maps.
Absolutely. Yeah. The beach, you know, the fact that you can go to this beach, you know, people working out on the beach, you know, just and that's what, you know, and you know, I became a fanboy with them because you start looking for things, you know, and everything you're like, oh, my gosh, they did it right. Like you can go to the mountains and, you know, go paragliding or something. They would have little Easter eggs. Was there a Sasquatch in this one? You know, people were looking for that, you know, if you dive underneath and you can swim, this is the first one where you can fully swim and do everything. And there's like an underwater world where if you collect pearls, you know, there was just so much to do to 100% complete this one. The storyline in this one was at this time one of the best storylines, you know.
Yeah,
for sure. For sure.
About the storyline.
Honestly, this is by far my favorite Grand Theft Auto, and the fact that it came out in 2004 and it has this much packed into the game is actually crazy. The fact that you could get fat. If you eat too much, there's multiple meals that you could pick from multiple restaurants. You could work out and get buff as shit. You could get your swimming up so you could breathe longer underwater. Right. You get driving up, you could get your shooting up. There's just so much about this game that I love. The story is just, I loved it. It's a really long Grand Theft Auto. I mean, it's way longer than Vice City. And I love how it's, you know, the whole best friend turns on you. You got to kill him and everything. Yes. It all goes back to Grove Street. It starts at Grove Street, ends at Grove Street. Right. I love the whole gang territory and everything. Oh, going against the ballers and all that stuff. Right. And like, the map is fucking amazing. The starting area is dope as shit when you go to the woods and everything and you meet up with the guy with the main character from Grand Theft Auto 3 and you meet up with Catalina from Grand Theft Auto 3 and everything and the Mexican dudes dating Catalina and all that stuff. It's just really cool. Los Venturas, I mean, the Las Vegas. When I opened up that area, I sat in the casinos for so long. There's so many different games that you go play. You go play crabs. You go play blackjack. You could play poker. You play Texas Hold'em. Like, I'd hit the slot machines. Like, I would walk through the casinos all the time. All the outfits that you could buy. There were so many different haircuts that you could do. I remember buying a tux and a nice gold Cuban chain and, like... Dude, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas is so fucking good.
Yeah.
Don, what did you think about the missions, though? Remember, if you guys remember Zero Mission.
Fucking Zero Mission. You always ran out of fuel. You always ran out of fuel. Yep. That shit was annoying.
I do remember that one.
I'm trying to remember Zero Mission.
It was like four missions, and that's how you get out of San Fierro. You have to do the Zero Mission.
How did you do on Zero Mission, Don? How many times did you have to repeat that one?
Probably 20 times. I mean, yeah. Yes, whatever, right. Yeah, whatever it was. I mean, I don't remember exactly, but it was a lot for sure.
It was so much.
It's so ridiculous. But not even that. I think some of the best missions, though, are actually going into Vegas when you first unlock Vegas.
Yeah.
It's that whole trying to like become a rapper and stuff and all that. Like, I love that storyline. It's so fun.
That's right.
You have to go through and like kill like the competition, like the other, like I think it's like the rap producer of the other rapper or whatever. It's so it's crazy. But some of those missions, I mean, they just did. This is what Grand Theft Auto was known for in this time period, was these ridiculously hard missions with the jankiest freaking controls ever.
Yeah.
But they knew you wanted to play this game so bad, and the story was so good, it kept you involved, and you wanted to play it. So.
And you knew you had to progress. I mean, like, there was no way around it, like, you know?
Missions, and it's like,
the game is
unflyable. It's unflyable, and it's like, no, go under bridges, and go, no, I cannot do that in this.
Of course you can. Come on, man.
I remember that. Like, I was gonna bring that up. Like, speaking of hard missions, getting your pilot license one of the hardest things to do. I remember you had to do like the helicopter and go through the rings and everything. Yes. And I remember the very last one, you have to pretty much loop the map and you have to hit the rings while you're looping the map and everything. You have to go through the little country area. You have to go down to the street and hit all the rings. Man, I crashed so many fucking times. I cried on those missions. That was the game that made me start smoking cigarettes. That was the game, because I played at my friend Bubba's house, and that was the game that I started smoking cigarettes on.
That's really bad.
Those missions, man, those missions stressed me out, dude.
An 11-year-old stressing.
Stressed as fuck. I cried on that. I cried on those missions.
I cried. I would get so frustrated. I would just tear up, because I was like, especially the Zero Mission. But Frito, what did you think about the fact that you can go cross country on a train or on a plane?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
I
completely loved as a city kid. I completely love that. I grew up in New York, so like actually incorporating a bus system or a train system, I thought was absolutely amazing.
Yes.
And it was also nice to see, because they do the calling of the trains a bit different on the West Coast than they do on the East Coast. So it was funny on that part too.
I really like the car customization too. The way that you could customize your cars, you could drop top your shit, you could add NOS to that shit, dude.
Right.
You could go get a beater car, steal it from someone, soup that shit up, man. Like, I think the car customization was something that was really cool that they added to the game. They
remember so much that they didn't need that. Because you had the CJ's sister who was dating the one Mexican guy. I forget his name.
Yes.
But remember, you had to beat his mission in order to open up his garage.
Yeah, it's his garage.
It's his garage. And I remember that mission was so freaking hard for me to beat, because the mechanics are still, they got issues with the mechanics, the driving. If you turn the wrong way or brake the wrong way, you're going to slide. And remember, you had to use the car that they gave you. You couldn't go find another car.
Because you run out of the garage, jump in that car, and it starts with like the animation of you driving.
Yes.
And then as soon as it cuts in, your tire pops. And you're like,
right, like you really
what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
I remember the mission where you're on the dirt bike with Big Smoke, and you have to chase those guys on the train track, and you have to shoot them and shit.
I killed him every time.
Dude, they got away so many times from me, dude. Like, they'd be like, oh, shit, they got away. And I'd be like,
you have to time everything, you know? You know when the train's coming. You know when the car's going to be in a way.
And the shooting is so bad in San Andreas.
For me, I'm sweating. I'm gripping the controller, you know? And so it's my own nerves fucking it up, because I'm gripping a controller. And then when you're supposed to go up top, because there's a part where if you just go up top on that road, you can hit the two of them and kill them. Because
they come straight at you.
Every time, when I get to that point. That's when I'm nervous because I know I have to hit it at the right time. And I just remember being stressful. And right now, Planet, right now, it's like I'm too old to be stressing out like that, you know? Exactly. I don't want to like give myself a heart attack like playing Grand Theft Auto and I'm stressed the heck out. But
yes,
we then go to 08 and we fast forward to 08 because then we have Grand Theft Auto 4. And we heard so much about what was it going to be. Is it going to be the remake of Grand Theft Auto 3? And it was. It was a better New York City. And I love that they did that. But yeah. Not my favorite one because it was just so many things that you had to do.
Yeah.
What did you guys? The story honestly, was great, though. I love the story.
The
story is good.
For me, I feel like Grand Theft Auto 4 aged like fine wine. I didn't really like it at the time because you go from San Andreas in 2004, then you go to Grand Theft Auto 4 in 2008, and it's just there's so much that's taken away. Like, we're on a next gen console, but there's so much that's taken away from what Grand Theft Auto San Andreas had, and I just felt like it was a downgrade. Like, the city looked great. Like, I mean, they totally redid Liberty City. It looked awesome, but like the clothing options, I get that, you know, it's Slavic and everything, but the clothing options were horrible. They're just, I didn't like it. I do like how the cars handled, like how they changed the whole car mechanics and everything. I thought the shooting was a whole lot better. Like, it felt like a different game, but I didn't like it. I like it a lot more now. I think now Grand Theft Auto 4 is an awesome game, but at the time, I played it, but I really wasn't that into it. The story was awesome. I finished it a few times. I finished it a few times.
You know, I finished it two times. I played it through. But it was just, like I said, I love the story. I love the new characters that have their spinoff, you know, games that came out.
That DLC was better.
Yeah, the new mechanics that came out. The fact if you crash your car, you can go through the windshield. Fact that I think at that one, you can really break the window and unlock it. I think you can do that in this one. Or maybe
flying was a lot better.
Flying, yeah, a lot of things.
Flying was a lot better.
A lot better.
I'm pretty sure when you enter New York City. Taking cover aspect, or didn't they also in this
one? They added the whole taking cover and everything.
That's right. Yeah, they were doing
The DLC,
Ballad of Gay Tony and the Lost and Damned, that DLC was awesome. Those DLCs are fucking awesome. The whole biker gang and everything in Lost and Damned, and then the whole rich New York lifestyle of the Ballad of Gay Tony and like the apartment that you could buy. One thing that was really awesome about Grand Theft Auto 4 that I did a lot of, the TV that they had and all the different TV stations, and like they had the cartoon, and the cartoon actually had a story. Like, you could sit there and watch it, and like there's different episodes. The news would come on. Like, it was actually really awesome to just go into your apartment and just watch the TV. Like, it was really cool.
They captured the gritty aspects of certain parts of New York. You know, I like that when you finally have made it to where you can go across the bridge and into New York City and into Times Square. And remember, you're in the back of that cab ride going to your new apartment in the city. And that cab ride was really cool because you're sitting in the back of the cab and you're riding through the city and the camera's just showing Times Square. I thought they did a great job on that. And remember, guys, that's the very first one that you can hail a cab. You can
call you can get a cab.
Yeah, you can get drunk in this game. Remember, if you got drunk.
Driving was so hard.
Remember, and you had a girlfriend that you had to court and date. So,
along with the storyline. So horrible. That was the worst part of the game.
Yes, it was.
Going on dates with them, it was so bad.
Taking them to go play pool at the dock and everything.
You had to do it with your friends. Like, you had to take your friends to, like,
Friends
and stuff.
It was the first Grand Theft Auto that added a cell phone.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because you get text messages and everything.
That's what I was going to say.
It's the first Grand Theft Auto to add a cell phone. I thought that was actually a really cool aspect.
Go ahead, Frida.
It was the first one to annoy me with text messages.
Exactly.
Yeah, all the time.
Don't forget about me. Come to the bowling alley.
Come to the bowling alley.
Exactly. Yes. Absolutely.
Roman would text you, "Hey, you want to go bowl?" And be like, "Oh my God!"
Remember when you had to get on the internet? Remember when you had to use
the web cafe.
The web cafe.
A fucking web cafe in 2008, dude.
They did good. They did really good. You know, and right now I'm hearing, like what you said, Trust, you know, right now, Grand Theft Auto 4, you can appreciate it. And I'm hearing that from a lot of people. Like, they
it's really good
they
now.
Love Grand Theft Auto 4 now. They appreciate it. But those are the things I didn't like about it, but I still think a great story. I love Roman. I love that character.
And yeah, just Roman a host was awesome.
Of other great characters, the missions, you know,
Patty,
all of that.
You can't forget a little Patty.
Patty,
oh,
Patty,
yeah.
Yes.
Patty
that's
is
right.
my man.
Yes.
That's yeah, right. I know we kind of fall out at certain points, but Patty is my man.
Yeah, yes. Patty was fucking awesome.
And meeting those characters, those New Yorkers, you know.
And going to Gay the island. Is also the man in that, in the like he said, the DLC, that storyline.
Oh,
I don't care what anybody says. Gay Tony is the star of that game.
Like, yeah.
He is so good. That storyline is so good. No, it is, dude.
It yeah, really it's really good.
You know, I didn't play the Ballad of Gay Tony. I did start the Lost and Damned. I did start that. I just, it was different for me. I didn't get into it.
Oh, my God.
I sat and watched Eli play both of them.
That main biker dude, I can't remember his name either, but he's...
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but man, dude, that biker gang in the safe house that you have is fucking awesome.
When you're riding around New York on the chopper...
With the game? Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah, like, dude, you feel like such a badass, dude, just sitting there in your PJs, but you're on the biker gang in line and shit. Like, dude, I felt like such a fucking badass. I was like, damn, dude, this is my life.
We'll just say, guys, we'll just say that if you haven't played the Grand Theft Auto 4 or the DLC, you guys can buy that. The DLC is really good. I didn't play it, but the
DLC
is a lot of people raved about the DLC. Grand Theft Auto, great job in Grand Theft Auto 4 with their DLC.
Yeah.
And now we're going to fast forward because our next one, of course, is Grand Theft Auto 5. And, you know, that one, everyone has mixed feelings on that one. I'll start and I'll say I thought that being able to play four different characters, I thought that was great. I love that addition to the story. I liked how you were able to call each person that you wanted to play. And then when you go to them, they're somewhere in life doing something. And then, you know, so I thought that was really fun. Don, we'll start with you. Your hums and haws about
Okay, so here's where I will start. Trevor, Michael, and Franklin.
Yes.
Awesome. I love the story in this game. Yes. I do think it's one of the better stories in Grand Theft Auto overall. So absolutely story mode. I loved playing through. I loved getting, like, every time you switch to Trevor and he's naked on a beach or
ridiculous,
stupid, crazy shit that he's in is so funny to me. So I love doing that. My issue with this game comes with the online and how we have talked about. We didn't talk about it in the last one, but it goes unsaid. This game not only encourages but builds them into the game, cheats.
Yes.
And then when this game came out, for some reason, they decided to become the anti-cheat fucking insane police about cheating.
Yes.
Fuck them for that and fuck them for online because I hate Reavers and they can suck my dick. I'm just trying to get drugs to my fucking safe house. Stop shooting me, stupid Reaver. But anyway.
And I agree with you, Don. I'm going to play it online. I want to see what it's about. I can't do shit because you guys keep popping me in my head. I don't want to play with you. I don't want to be a part of the headhunting missions. I don't want the timer to go off and then tell me it's headhunting time and people are out there going to pop you. And I'm standing there and I'm seeing people run around.
They might as well call this
game
GTA 5 The Purge. That's what this game is.
Yes.
Like, GTA 5 The Purge. Like, just 100%. Go online and go stupid. Like, that's all you have to do.
And that's my thing. So I stopped playing online and just played the game. And there's a lot of great features online, by the way.
Yes.
But I don't like being involved in BS when I don't want. I just want to play the game online. You know, I just want to go and do my thing. I was building up my club. I was doing that. I was so excited. And then I realized, oh, wait, I'm online. And this guy just walks up to me and just pops me in my head and kills me. And I'm like, what the?
For no reason. Yeah.
What? And then I go back and they do it again. I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with online. But Fredo, what did you think about Grand Theft Auto 5? First impressions?
First impressions, like, because I said, I played the story mode and like Don. Yes. I love the story. I think I didn't stop playing it at first. Didn't even play online. Just was playing it because all the side missions were amazing.
Yes.
The characters, like he said, every one of them was so different and so unique, and they were all doing their own things.
Yes.
Trevor, Michael, Noah, like, as stupid as it may sound, but playing Michael and doing the dumb yoga mission was just so stupid that I like, I truly did like it. And then the ending of the game, being able to make that decision yourself and like having these different outcomes, I thought it was just perfect. It was you truly were in control of the way this story was going to end, and you were invested in the story. So I think first impressions, the story completely captivated me.
Right. What did you think, Russ, when you put it on and you started playing it?
So I will say this because I didn't really get to say this really quick. Grand Theft Auto 4 was the first Grand Theft Auto that I did play online. Grand Theft Auto 4 online and Grand Theft Auto 5 online, completely, totally different. Like, Grand Theft Auto 4 online, it was like team deathmatch or free-for-all. They'd cut off a certain portion of the city, and then you'd play in that portion of the city. Completely different. This one, I will say, I remember that the online came out a month after the game came out, because the game came out in September, online came out in October. I thought that the online was, I thought it was cool. I thought it was cool that you get your rep up, and like, I remember if I was going to go make food or something, you could go into the shower, and if you were singing, it'd give you reps. So I just put on music next to my mic, and I just play music next to my mic while I was making food, and then gave my rep up while I'm in the shower. It was something that was really cool, because I remember I got in the shower and I saw it. Awesome. I was like, oh, if you sing, you get your rep up. So I just put music up to my mic, and I'd go make food and do some shit, and then I'd just make it. Yeah, I'd give you like 5 reps. It was a really small amount, but it was just like a little cool
thing. It was still constant rep, though.
Yeah, it was constant rep, though. I mean, you were just sitting there farming rep while you're just doing other shit. It was really, really cool. But I love the story. Like everyone said, the story's fucking awesome. Like, switching to Trevor and him getting kicked out of like some fucking trashy bar or something, or like it was
strip club, like every time.
Yeah, he'd just be getting kicked out and shit. Like, I thought it was cool. Like, I really thought it was cool that you like Michael, you go into his son's room and hit the bong and smoke weed, and like Franklin, you could be in the living room, you could smoke the joint, like every character, you could smoke weed and shit. Like, it was really cool, like all like the little things you could do. But I can't get past the point that the map was so, it was disappointing. It was disappointing, because it's like, you're like, dude, this is like San Andreas again, but like, now we're on next gen console, like it's gonna look fucking awesome. And like, they did like the LA, like, you know, that whole area really cool, but like, and the forest they did cool, but it was like, they don't have San Fierro in here. They don't have Los Venturas, which is like, I was looking forward to that, like seeing Los Venturas and like next gen console and everything, and then they didn't have it. Like, the map just kind of felt like it was a downfall for me. Like, I don't like Grand Theft Auto 5 that much. If I'm being honest with you, like, I played it through once, and I did get it on my PC back in like 2018, and I played like halfway through, but I'm not a fan of GTA 5. It's one of my least favorite Grand Theft Autos.
I absolutely enjoyed it. The radio station again, bomb. It was great.
Radio station was awesome.
The music was just
also,
so much great music, you know.
And it evolved. It evolved.
Yeah, of course.
I was gonna say this was the first one that they integrated new songs as the game.
Yes.
They updated the song.
Kept it current. You kept it with the times. Like, you felt like it was actually this game was progressing with you in real life.
And on the PC version, you could go and you could add files into the game, and you could add your own music and have your own PlayStation, and it would play your own music that you owned. I remember that was one thing I figured out, because I bought it on Steam, and then I went to the radio station, and then they said you could add your own music and have your own radio station, and it'll play all the own songs that you added. So I added, like, you know, Blink-182, Attila, Avenged Sevenfold. I added all this stuff. That was really cool. That was like an awesome thing.
What did you guys think about the storyline, though? The fact that you have I guess you would say a gangster or a mob boss or whatever Michael was, and he had to fake his death, and then he's coming back to San Andreas and eventually meeting up with Trevor and meeting Franklin and getting back into the business for one more score. Don, what did you think about the story itself, though?
Oh, it's a crazy story. I mean, you get involved with the FIB and right. you're working with them. You're an informant for them. Like, right. it's you bring all of them in. Eventually, you have to get Trevor involved with them. And it's like, when that mission comes up, when they're like, you have to introduce Trevor to the FIB agent, I'm like, I would never do this. Like, yes. there's like nothing in the world that could make me introduce him to the FIB agent. But yeah, just the insanity of it. I mean, you know, Trevor's whole freaking thing going on in the trailer park when you're doing those missions. I mean, these are some of the funnest missions.
The bank heists were awesome. The bank heists were so much fun to do.
The guns in this this one was really good.
The shooting was way better.
The beginning was fun.
On next gen console, when you could play the game in first person, I love playing it in first person. It's so much more immersive. Like it is a little bit more difficult. Don't get me wrong, but I love playing it in first person.
I just love the game online. Like that's insane.
Yeah,
there's a whole golf game.
Yep.
Like, yeah, that's right.
To the game, like it's insane.
It was so immersive. Like even the casino was better than anything we'd seen before. It was you got the spin on the free wheel online and everything like that. Like it was always great. Like I think they did what it started off as. I think it was great.
Yep.
Like I said, the campaign was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at the beginning of it, I think online servers were pretty good.
Yeah, at the beginning,
And then they started to, as the years got on, and they just kept adding more and more, like, it just slowly progressed. Like
they took out the cheats. They took out the thing that made this game so much fun, being able to max out your weapons, max out your ammo, and just go ham, like just go nuts somewhere. And they just took all the fun out. I don't mean the fun literally, but just, you know what I mean? Just,
it's a
game built about killing cars. It's, like, just let me break the law. Like, just
one thing that was cool, I think, I don't know if you could do it in campaign mode. I can't remember, but I know online that you go to a convenience store or a gas station and you could rob the dude. Yeah, you could hold him up and online, take the money. Like, it'd take him a little bit longer, but the longer it took him, the more money you got. And then when you got out of there, you already had your wanted stars.
You could shoot the stuff behind him.
And the cool thing, because they did this in Grand Theft Auto 4, but, you know, it's also in Grand Theft Auto 5, getting away from cops is way different. Like, there's the area gets bigger on the map, the more wanted stars you have, and then you have to stay out of that area instead of just like getting out of the way and having the stars start to blink and everything. Like it was harder to get away from cops in these games, and I thought it was really cool. Like I just think like, and then like, you know, setting down the road spikes and all that stuff, like it was so cool, man. I mean there's really cool things about Grand Theft Auto 5 that I like. I just feel like that it's such a it's not what I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, well, so, that I agree with.
Yeah, it developed into something I don't think any of us really thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
I myself enjoyed it. Like I said, I'm a fan of it. I loved it. Think there's little things I didn't like, but overall, I liked the game. I enjoyed it. I was excited for it, and had a great time. Doing the missions and just excited for what they had to offer, and just the world itself. I thought it looked really good. And the three characters were great, you know, having a family and then going to Trevor and then Franklin and what he's doing in the city, you know, really good. But let's switch over and let's close out the show with Grand Theft Auto 6. What are we looking for? I'll go to you, Don, first. What would you like for them to change, or what would you like for them to add?
I mean, the one thing I think that they can add to it, only for me, other than fixing a lot of the crappy online stuff from 5.
Yes.
Is I really want to see them do like a multi-map where we get Liberty City, Vice City, and San Andreas or whatever, like where you can go between the actual maps. Right. Like that's how that's the new like unlock. You know, like eventually you go to Miami for something,
right?
And then you unlock that map. You know what I mean?
That's
something I would really love to see them do, just to have that versatility. But again, how big is that game?
Right.
You know, I don't know if it, you know, that's 300 gigabytes. Who knows how big?
Right. So,
but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff I'd like to see them do. I would like to see them, because one of the things I was disappointed with from the beginning was we were promised a casino. And when we got it, you can play three games. That's it.
Yeah.
You can play three games, and that's it. Like, come on. This is Grand Theft Auto 5, and you're giving me a shittier casino than what we talked about earlier, San Andreas.
You can play so many games in there. You can play
everything in those.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I would love to see them. But, yeah, I mean, just if they're going to do this, have separate stuff online for people that just want to go be stupid and have, like, I don't know how they can do it, but figure that part out for sure. Because I love online. I just hated GTA 5 online.
Right.
It was just not great. And it wasn't handled well by them, I don't think, either.
Fredo, what about you? Takeaway, bring into...
This is the problem. Like, this is what I think they're going to face, though, is because from what we have in GTA 5, like, they've given us flying cars, flying bikes. Like, we have so many different, like, crazy things that are in 5 right now that, like, I think that either you have to just automatically incorporate it into 6, or it's going to be really weird and stuff like that. And if that's the case, all right, now where do you go from there?
Right.
Where do we go now that we have all these different, I'm pretty sure they have the car that can go into the water. They have the flying car.
Yeah.
They have all these different things. It's like, so now what's next? So I think I'm just curious on creatively wise, like, what are you going to do to keep these people that do love your online intrigued into it? You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's kind of more of my question.
4-player co-op in the storyline.
Right.
Honestly, I don't know. I've just been looking forward to Grand Theft Auto 6. I don't think that there's anything like I particularly want them to add. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing I can really think of. I just want it to be a good Grand Theft Auto. If this is going to be the last Grand Theft Auto, I really hope that they ended on a great note. I hope that, you know, the DLC that they add is not just all GTA Online DLC. Like, I'm more into, like, the single-player aspect of GTA. Like, I love online gaming. I'm all about online gaming. That's pretty much all I do play. But when it comes to GTA, I like playing, like, single-player story, you know. I like that. And if it is a Bonnie and Clyde kind of story, I hope that there's a co-op mode, and I hope the co-op mode is, like, a little bit of different missions than what, like, the base game has. Like, I hope the single-player missions are different, because, like, Far Cry 3 had a co-op mode, and the missions that you do in the co-op mode are completely different than the missions that you do in the solo game. So I hope that they have a co-op mode. I'm really excited for it. I've heard lots of great things about it. Obviously, the price point. I've heard $250. I've heard $150. I've heard so many different price points about the game. So I don't know about all that, but I'm ready for the trailer. I know the trailer is going to be coming out soon. The trailer did get leaked. I didn't watch the trailer leak. I didn't want to. I want to wait for the official trailer. I just feel really bad for the devs who have put all the time into this game and have made this trailer just for it to get leaked.
That sucks.
You put all this work. Well, I mean, but they've also been, I mean, they've worked on so many different games. I mean, Rockstar has been, they've been working on a lot of different games and everything. And GTA 5 is still actively getting added to. So, I mean, I get the long time. I just hope that, I mean, what, it's been 11 years, about to be 12 years since a Grand Theft Auto. I hope that the wait is well worth it.
Well, when
my lasagna just clicked. I don't want the apartment to burn down. I'm going to grab it real quick.
Go ahead. Go get it. I'm looking forward to possibly bringing back the three characters or being able to play other characters again.
Yes.
I think that the world they gave us was good. I agree with you, Don. I think at this point, for if this is going to be their last one, then you have to open up the world and give us all four. That's the best way to end the series is to do the open world where you bring back all the worlds that you have into one game where you can travel, you know, from New York to LA to Miami to, you know, Vegas. I think that is, if you're going to go out, that would be the way that I would go out. And that's something that they haven't done. So it would make sense since they did redo the other ones and they haven't done Vice City yet, but I don't see them coming back and doing a Vice City for part six. I would hope that it would be, you can also go to Vice City, but it's not going to be just
Vice City. I hope they start in Vice City. You know, I will say that.
If they make a Vice City, I just hope it's bigger than the original map. Yeah. You know, yeah, like, sure, like I hope it's way more expanded, different neighborhoods and all that, because Vice City, I mean, it's a small map. I mean,
but I would love the whole open world. I'm
I could definitely see them doing that in the Everglades, kind of like they did in 5. With the map, where like the lower part of the map is Miami, and then the Everglades is like the northern part. I can see them doing something like that. That would be.
I also heard they were going to do like a UK. You know, that we could possibly, be able to go over to the UK. Like
that'd be cool.
You know, I heard that, and that's a recent rumor that we possibly will be able to do with Grand Theft Auto. But I'm excited about it. Thank you guys so much for joining us for our Grand Theft Auto series conversation. Tell us what you guys think. Which was your favorite Grand Theft Auto? Let me know at rossitalks@gmail.com or hit me up on movielovers@gmail.com. Don, what do you have coming up? What do you guys have coming up?
Yeah, no, right now you guys can find me at Multiverse of Geekdom. We got trailers coming out. We have some other stuff in the works also we're trying to get out, but Titans 2, Titans of the Turf 2, Season 2, we're trying to get going. But yeah, Multiverse of Geekdom, guys, mostly trailer reactions and stuff right now is what we're doing. But
yeah, pretty much me and him, same thing, Padawan Frito at all things. I mean, it's hard to do anything right now, but for our jobs, it's kind of busy season right now. So we have no time, no extra time on our
hands. Right. Same here. Absolutely. Trust, tell us what's going on.
Same shit. It's the same shit, different day. Streaming on Trovo. Recently had a stream where I fucking got 89 followers in one night, which was dope as fuck.
Nice.
Joined a stream team. Thank you. Joined a stream team. Yeah. And just been networking, playing COD Mobile, having a ton of fun with the game. And after I eat some lasagna after this, I'm going to start my stream and play and have a really late stream. Got another 4-day weekend, so I'm chilling.
Awesome. Well, you guys, here at Movie Lovers Unite and Rossi Talks, John and I will be getting together sometime next week, and we're going to review Grumpy Old Men. Rossi Talks will be possibly moving to Tuesday nights. Okay, guys, you'll be able to catch us Tuesday nights. And because things have changed for me as well. I appreciate you guys joining us tonight for the Grand Theft Auto series. To the listeners, please give us a 5-star review. And to those that's watching us on, if you check us out on YouTube, please hit the like if you like the content that we're putting out. And please go check out Multiverse of Geekdom. Hit them up with a like, subscribe. They have a lot of awesome things going on their channel as well. And as Trust says, you can catch them on Trovo. Download Trovo. You can get it in the App Store. Download it. Sign up. It's a really awesome app for streaming as well. And until next time, guys, we will see you later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.